A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me. And you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have told you this so that you may not fall away. They will expel you from the synagogues. In fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he is offering worship to God. They will do this because they have not known either the Father or me. I have told you this so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus promised us this advocate of truth, the Holy Spirit, many times in the Gospel of John. And what a promise! The Spirit of truth is available to us right now, at this very instant. We often forget what can be in the now, in the present, to inspire us. The various people in our day, as we walk in the city streets or out in nature. The Holy Spirit is constantly available and beckoning because Jesus said so. Knowing that Jesus promised the Spirit many times, we have to ready ourselves, much like we did during Advent and Lent. Make a space, a ready place for a precious relationship. It is comparable to being open to any human relationship in our life, opening ourselves up to a friend, to the birth of a child, or to a deeper relationship with one who wasn't an acquaintance. But this relationship to our God is even better. It is the number one relationship, top priority. So to make space, we must slow down, and on purpose, be quiet and attentive, because God's presence can be almost silent at first, like a whisper in the wind. Can we engage our senses to tune in? There are kinds of prayer that can help discipline us to the Spirit's presence, self-emptying, like centering prayer, where we go with humility, like an empty vessel. For how can God do his work in a person who is full of himself, full of the many jumbling thoughts of the day? So it does take some discipline, this idea of surrender, being empty and attentive to the present moment, where the Spirit may whisper. There is a special meditation I'd like to share with you and end with. It is about God's presence, available to us constantly. It is called I Am. I was regretting the past and fearing the future. Suddenly my Lord was speaking. My name is I Am. He paused. I waited. He continued. When you live in the past with its mistakes and regrets, it is hard. I am not there. My name is not I Was. When you live in the future with its problems and fears, it is hard. I am not there. My name is not I Will Be. When you live in this moment, it is not hard. I am here. My name is I Am.